95 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, a space that was created to turn up the volume of women's voices and gender-expansive folks in song and conversation. We're here not only to amplify, but multiply those voices that you may not even be aware you're missing, but are still not heard in equal numbers on the airwaves and in music. So we get together each week for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities, hosted, produced, and powered by women and queer folks. To quote Gloria Steinem, revolutions come from combining what exists into what has never existed before. This radio revolution starts now.
Spent the year trying to get you to love me. Put your needs high up above me. All night talking on the telephone. Listening to you crying about being alone. Spent the summer trying to get you to care. Bought new jeans and grew my hair. Call me up when you wanted me around. But when I needed you, you could never be found. So this year's gonna be about me. Never will I have another reason to doubt me this year. All my miles to make a connection. Running around just to get to you. When I showed up, you had something to do. Met your mama and all your friends. Didn't know it was all pretend. Lifted you up, you were bringing me down. But this year's gonna turn them tables around. So this year's gonna be about me. Never will I have another reason to doubt me this year. This year.
Sim, sim, all, who got the keys to my MR, big time driller, monkey to gorilla. Who is this woman that I'm seeing in the mirror? Drink 42 and smoke cigar. Name one time where I didn't deliver. Silent figure, I was just on the ends, dropping gems with my friends. I got a 3310 and a pack of blems. Then got the gold, full black, circle back again. Rapping when nothing progressive was happening. Ooh, pain tolerance couldn't break us. Paid homage if you respect how we came up. Cool, cool. Trying to get to the paper, hitting from Jamaica, might do me a favor. True. Big simmer, dipping 10 toes in the ice cold river. Bank got bigger, been a different species. Tunes in a locker, been waiting to unleash these. It's a no show if you can't guarantee fees. I ain't got one threat to consider. Heaven and earth attached to one pillar. One. Rest in peace to Mac Miller. New Sims dropped to shake the whole thing up. What's next? We'll be here for months talking about prospects. Staying on my job, yes sir. And rain is against her. I'm river resistant on my polyester. Run through the jungle, they should have never let her. Cuts and wounds, I hope never will fester. Yeah, big art collector, silent investor, film director. Beating on my chest, going ape, putting in a grave shift. Ain't life what you make it, yeah it is. Cutting through the jungle in an all black fitted hat, low incognito living. Introvert but she ain't timid. My art will be timeless, I don't do limits. No. Be very specific when you talk on who the best is. How can I address this? Basically the rest is almost like to me what a stain to a vest is. You ain't dropped nothing in my eyes, I'm impressed with. Please don't be offended, but I'm not in the business of pretending. I've got lines if you wanna get renting, or find the agony on and get denting. Stop flooding my mentions with nonsense, talking on Sims like she's someone you went school with. Awkward. From day been the cool kid, raps lost hope and faith from restoring. Don't ask my opinion on nothing, cause to make you feel good about yourself is exhausting. I got bangers out in the world soaring, and I got bangers in the vault I've been hoarding. Yeah, true, I got tennis in the morning. Before I start swinging, that man's gonna need a warning. Red light whenever I'm recording, red light on the forehead of the informant. See, I'm the only one on Gorilla. Sims is back, yeah, just got Rilla, yeah. No choice now but to fill us. I know the streets will love it like I brought my skin up. So simmer down, little homie, simmer. All that talk get you rubbed out quicker. I cut with a different scissor, from the same cloth as my dear ancestors. That's why this here gives you the shivers. I'm that cold.
Going higher.
Higher.
Going higher.
Higher.
Yeah, we are.
Higher.
Say what?
Just news for the world we put in over a decade in this, you know. Yeah, man. Woo! Say he never called another woman me or more. So I open up the way and now he adore. Did it on a wave, I don't play, get you seasick. Charged up, fully barred up, I'm unleashed in.
Never gonna get it.
Not this time.
Never gonna get it.
Time for a breakdown.
Never gonna get it, 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 never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, 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 never get it.
Founding member Maxine Jones of En Vogue, a very happy birthday, January 16th. And Little Sims dropped a surprise album a few weeks ago called No Thank You. And from it, we heard Gorilla. Check out my interview with Sims in the archives at SheRoseRadio.com/episodes. And with that, I welcome you, my friends, to She Rose Radio. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. So great to see you, as always, as we turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. That En Vogue track gets us set up nicely for this week's She Rose interview with Say Shishi, which is coming up a little later on. Right now, a couple more important She Rose birthdays to celebrate this week. Dolly Parton turns 77 on Thursday, January 19th. Here's the autobiographical song Coat of Many Colors, the title track to what was her eighth album in 1971.
Seasons of my youth, I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it. And Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. On my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, and oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be.
Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Standing man, we sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy now when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. When he feeling good was easy down when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Thursday the 19th would have been Janice's 80th birthday, saluting her with her version of Me and Bobby McGee on She Rose this week. Plus, She Rose of She Rose, Dolly Parton, who shares a birthday with Janice, and one of Dolly's personal favorites of all the songs she's written, Coat of Many Colors. I'm Carmel Holt, and next up, it's our featured interview with the trio Say She She. Stay with me.
Discover public radio in Southern California. Discover 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
If one of your New Year's resolutions is to become a new SoCal Sound subscriber, with just $5 monthly and 3 minutes of your time, this is one resolution that's easy to keep. Plus, you'll listen with a deeper appreciation and have the benefits of membership all year long. Subscribe now. It's super easy online at thesocalsound.org/support.
Support for 88.5, the SoCal Sound, comes from Musichead Gallery. Opened in 1998, it is home to over 80 photographers. Musichead Gallery displays classic and unseen images of musicians from every era and every type of music, plus original concert posters, books, and art prints. Located on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, the gallery hosts a variety of events, including book signings, exhibitions, and concerts. More information at musichead.com. Musichead Gallery. Passion for music.
The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to She Rose Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt. The history of massively successful girl groups runs through the decades, from the late 30s and 40s with the Andrews Sisters to the 50s and 60s with the Shirelles and the Supremes, into the 70s with the Pointer Sisters, the 80s with Go-Go's and the Bangles, and the 90s with En Vogue and TLC, into the 2000s with Destiny's Child, and the 2010s with Fifth Harmony and Little Mix. Some of these groups were formed by the members themselves, especially in the cases of Sisters groups, but many of them were manufactured from the imaginations of male producers and record label executives. And all of them, to one degree or another, navigated a male-dominated music industry as best they could. Enter Say She She, named with a wink and a nod to Nile Rodgers and Chic. Pia Malik, Sabrina Mileo Cunningham, and Nia Gazelle Brown is a feminist trio from Brooklyn, New York, leading an 8-piece band and formed out of a sisterhood of former backup singers who found with each other solid solidarity, inspiration, and courage to start their own self-described discodelic band with the help and support of a tight-knit community of musicians out of New York and beyond. Their debut album, Prism, has just been released along with a handful of singles, and word is spreading like wildfire about this girl group for the modern age. I'm so happy to welcome Say She She as this week's She Rose in the Spotlight. Say She She is here with us on She Rose Radio. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's great to have the three of you here on the show. Introduce yourselves.
I'll start. I'm Sabrina.
Hi, I'm Pia.
And I'm Nia.
How did the three of you meet? Let's start there.
Oh, I think that's the New York melting pot, really. Sab and I actually lived upstairs and downstairs from each other in an old tenement building in the Lower East Side. It was kind of a janky building, so like there was definitely holes in the rafters and the floorboards, and she would hear me singing it late at night, stomping around. And I would hear her early in the morning after a few hours of sleep. So we kept each other awake. But, you know, no one has any fun if they sleep in New York. So we knew each other were singers before, but it took a while. And she came and dropped a bunch of cookies on the doorstep and probably thought, if you can't beat them, join them, or something like that. I don't know. And then I dropped a bottle of bubbly for her, and we still hadn't actually met each other in person, but we definitely knew each other were singers. And then eventually we had a mutual friend in the building who were like, you guys are singers, you need to like get together. And we just hit it off as friends and ended up having a songwriting session that was kind of like a joke, you know, just lamenting about bad boyfriends and some breakup I think I'd had that week. And it was just instant friendship and chemistry there. And Nia and I met, also instant chemistry connection, at a rooftop party in Harlem. And like little birds just started singing at each other when we realized that we were also singers. And then these two became fast friends through me. And we've just known each other for years now and sang in different projects with other people. But decided it was time to do something on our own. And who better to do it than with your two best mates?
Agreed. So you just said the three of you were in separate projects. So Naya, what were you doing when you met them on the rooftop? Were you singing in any band at that time? Or
I had been doing a lot of background work. Emily King, I sang background for, and a few other people. But when I met Pia, we became friends, and then she and I were in a previous band before Say She She. Yeah, I've been singing in different projects for as long as I can remember.
And Sabrina, how about you?
Kind of same. I was singing backup for a few friends from school, helping manage my friend who's a singer-songwriter, and just doing music through friends as a backup singer. And then before that, I had my own band at school and was in the a cappella group and in choirs growing up.
And Pia, you're the one, just by voice, you can tell you're not from New York City.
I was brought up in London. I was actually born in the States. My dad's British, via East Africa, Indian origin. My mum's Indian origin. My parents had an arranged marriage, but then she naturalized and became British. So my parents lived out here trying to get to know each other. As you know, they'd met three times before they got married, which is just insane to me. They decided the best way to get to know each other was to go traveling. And my dad surprised my mum at the end and had a green card and came here and opened up a little Indian restaurant in a very typical story of immigrants. And so My brothers and sisters and I were all born here. And then when I was two, we moved back to Britain and I was raised in London. But I always was curious about what did it mean to be American and to live in the States. So came back here in 2013 and never left. Go back all the time to London. I'm there quite a lot. So it sometimes feels like you live in two cities.
Lucky you. Yeah. And almost 10-year anniversary for you moving here. And Sabrina and Naya, are either one of you New York natives?
I'm from upstate New York. I grew up in Rochester.
Yeah. And I'm from the DC area. Lived in New York for many years. I went to university at the New School University in Manhattan. So awesome. I studied vocal jazz there.
Do the three of you all have formal training in music?
Yeah, we do in some ways, you know, whether it was through choirs. I also studied classical music. You know, I remember telling my parents, I want to be a singer. My dad was like, well, you can either go into classical music or you better get to Ronnie Scott's. And that's his club. He likes to go see jazz at Ronnie Scott's in London. Because in his mind, you know, you either had to be the top of the jazz game or you have to be classical. Otherwise, this is no profession for an Indian girl. You know, unless you're a doctor, dentist, or lawyer, you're probably a disappointment. Not to play up to the stereotypes, but mine is a very typical traditional background mindset for sure. So it took me a while to like have the confidence to find my own voice. But I loved studying classical music. It taught me so much about technique. And I loved singing in choirs. And I think that love of three-part harmony, all of us share from singing with other women since we were day dot, really. You know, But certainly as old as any of us can remember. We have a video for one of our songs, Fortune Teller, and it was really sweet exercise because Naya's mom, who's a documentary maker, she's still got all this amazing footage of Naya for when she was on the stage at like 7 or 8. Sav, you had some footage as well, didn't you?
Well, since you're bringing up Fortune Teller, is that a good place for us to start today?
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
We made it like a lullaby for carers and parents or anyone that's caring for someone, really. It was put together over COVID. So I think we were trying to make music that was soothing for people to listen to. And my mum always sang Hindi lullabies to me. So that was what came out. And the girls are always so amazing and supportive. You know, even singing the harmonies in Hindi and learning it, and just, you know, which I love because we're all allowed to just be ourselves and we've never shut each other down. I've been in so many different scenarios where maybe the other person isn't even aware that they've shut you down because they're guiding creative control and that's their legitimate right to be. They're the primary artist, of course. But in this project, it just feels like there's so much support and encouragement. You don't have to sound homogenized or like each other because we're all three lead singers. It's about giving space to that moment that allows us to be our unique voice and for the listener to be able to say, oh, that's Sabrina, that's Naya, or that's Pia, to enjoy the diversity in the presentation of the voice.
Our guest today is Say Shishi, and the debut album is called Prism. We have Naya, Pia, and Sabrina here with us on She Rose Radio. I'm Carmel Holt. And so, Pia, you were describing the supportive environment of this band. And I can't help but want to ask, so I'm going to, do you think that any of that has to do with collaborating with women?
Absolutely. 100%. Not to say that we haven't worked with supportive men. I have Leon Michaels, Sergio Rios, two producers who have been extremely supportive. Naya and I toured as backing singers for Chicano Batman. They're like our brothers. Bardo even helped co-write Pink Roses on the anniversary of Sabrina's mum's passing. Everybody's become like a family unit. We have lots of men who support us. So it's not to bash men. And I always get triggered when people feel like when we're talking about how amazing it is to work with other women, that's not bashing men. That's just raising women because we haven't been raised. And 90% of the space is taken up by men. And it's okay for us to champion ourselves and not to feel guilty. And, you know, I just did it myself. You asked me a question about women and I had to say, caveat, we're not bashing that's you right. men. Why do we do that? We're socialized that way, especially being an Indian girl. But there is not a single doubt in my mind that working with women at the helm has helped us to realize our goals without shame and without fear of expressing ourselves. And also the ability to generate ideas and discuss multiple things at the same time. We are like-minded individuals. We all have a background and a care for advocacy. If not us, then who? We always say that. If it isn't us that uses our voices, then who's going to do it? We are also lucky. We've had good education. Sabrina's volunteered for years with Lower East Side Girls Club and various organizations. I have a background in campaigning. I worked in parliament. I was a speechwriter for the leader of the Green Party, who was the first female and the first Green MP ever to be elected to parliament. We've spent our lives caring about trying to raise the profile of women in the arts and young girls. There's such a need right now for us to have more diversity. We're three women from three different backgrounds and also more of a female perspective. Across all media, across broadcast and broadsheet, we love it when we get interviewed by other women. And it is rare. I feel like the podcast scene is definitely helping. And I'd like to see more women on the radio.
Sabrina, do you want to talk about what it's meant to work with these women? Maybe
Absolutely.
Something specific that you've gotten out of it?
Pia kind of mentioned we all do come from background singing with other women. A choir can have as many as hundreds of people in it. So this is such a close-knit group. I've just never been able to personally express myself and be heard in such a way before musically. So I'll sing something in a writing session and Naya just jumps on and it just locks in right away. And also in every writing session, it almost feels like a bit of a therapy session. Mm-hmm. Whatever is on our mind that day, we come together and we talk about it and then we write a song about it. And so it's a very cathartic experience writing music with the three of us and not only having our own individual voices, but coming together as this fourth voice. It's been a joy to watch unfold and experience firsthand.
What about you, Naya?
Yeah, I would agree with everything both of these ladies have said. For me, it's definitely been an inspiration. Like every time we get together, I feel super empowered and super safe, I will say. I think that was a word that Pia used earlier. It's truly a safe environment where we can explore, where we can be ourselves, where we can discover. And sometimes those spaces when you're on your own can feel quite scary because you don't have the instant feedback. You don't have someone to share the energy with, but with these two and with our band, it's been a joy and we can just be fully present in the moment enough to where we can discover things about ourselves, about the three of us together. It's a journey that has been quite rewarding and it just makes me look forward to continuing the journey because I know that each time we get together, we'll discover something new.
I think a prime example of that is we were in LA back in April. We had a big writing camp set up with our band and we woke up one morning about to go into the session and we saw, you know, all the headlines that came in for
Roe v. Wade,
the papers being leaked, that it was possibly being overturned.
Yeah. And so that day, we could write no other song than the song Norma because we were so angry. We were sad. We were afraid. We had all the emotions. We wanted to band together and we decided, okay, how best to combat this? How best to influence? How best to get the word out, to protest? And we thought our platform is the best one we have, in which that is music. Norma just flew out of us because we were so angry and so hurt and just ready to turn the tables. But of course, as we know, it was overturned. But yeah, we had no choice but to write that song, Norma.
And all the proceeds from Bandcamp downloads go to NARAL, Pro-Choice of America. It's still poignant because the message is about writing to states, write a letter to the state. There's the key lyric in there. Then we will not go back.
She is our guest today on She Rose Radio. Their debut is called Prism. That was a single that came out earlier in the summer called Norma. I was thinking about the style of music that you make, and even the inspiration for the band name came from Nile Rodgers and Chic Say Chic. Thinking even about the history of girl groups, that was definitely one genre of music that was so put together by men, mostly.
Yep.
You know, and I'm just thinking out loud about the modern day approach to that and what your thoughts are on historically the place that women have had in this genre and how you would like to see that evolve for yourselves and whether or not you think it's even important to have more women backing you up.
Absolutely. This is actually something we talk about a lot. So it's funny that you mentioned that, you know, the traditional girl group thing, and we started this project together. We've played with lots of different fruitions in the band, but yes, majority of the musicians have been male. And that's also a reflection of the space that we work in. And unfortunately, it's extremely hard to find bands that have women. And when there are female players, I feel like they're very coveted, especially in New York City. And we've never really been able to afford some of the most amazing women who we absolutely love. Sometimes we've been able to play with them. We've always tried to work with female directors. Alyssa Bonney, she's been amazing. She did all three of our music videos for Fortune Teller, Prism, and Forget Me Not. You know, we're inspired by all these women who we've been working with and also the women that came before us. I mean, we write about women in our songs, and Forget Me Not was inspired by the Gorilla Girls, who we become close friends with, one of the founding members. And so having women playing the music was something that was really important to us. Unfortunately, like we said, that has just not been the case in our band, but I'm very stubborn. And so we were introduced to our band right now by the head of our label, who is an absolute sweetheart and extremely progressive minded. However, yeah, when he suggested that we go over to Hollywood and work with these dudes, I said, don't tell us who to be in our band. Tell us what to do. We're not some old girl group you can tell what to do and shape. And we were like a bit worried and being a bit difficult and stubborn.
Well, we really were.
We were. And he said, look, you know, I'll cover the cost. Just go and give him a chance. And no, push back. And of course we thought, okay, all right, he's going to pay for it. Let's go. Let's give them a chance. We went there, and the way that they were with us, the way that they were kind of deferential to us, excited, wanting to listen to us, be guided. These were feminists too. And we were so grateful for that, because they've been navigating the space for a long time. And for them to not kind of lord any sort of power over us, which they could have done for all their years of experience, they could have. And they would have been right that they have more experience in the game, but they didn't. And the way that they are, their temperament, that to me is feminism. And we were grateful to have men who are feminists on the team. You know, we've had to get rid of some toxic male energy in the past.
Oh, you have?
We've had to, yeah, of course. And it's always difficult learning how to let people go in certain ways, and bad producers in the past who've really done a number on us, stolen money or tried to make us sing things that overly sexualized and just really uncomfortable spaces. You know, we've all been in the game for many years. I wouldn't say that happened in Say Shishi specifically. I would say that happened in all our lives from the past, from different projects and from, you know, before we met each other and during our friendship before we formed the band. Mm. And so I think we take all those lessons and we make the right decisions with each other on who we want to work with, how we want to work with them. And we had to eat our words about Terry's recommendation, and really he was looking out for us. He set us together with the most humble, wonderful group of musicians. It is just undeniable, the chemistry between all of us and the way they are able to help articulate musically exactly what we guide the references. We'll play them a bass line from here and give them a tweak and a steer, and they're so open to direction. They don't take over the leadership. They understand that we're the artist. And hats off to Sergio Rios, who's the producer, and the team he's assembled around him. They are raising women's voices. And to me, that's a really important way for us to navigate the future for all women in the music business. We need men like that supporting us and helping us.
I have to say as well, recording in their studio, the sound that Sergio's managed to capture in there, it literally feels like a 70s recording because they're recording right to tape. So when we're there, we feel like we're transported back to, I don't know, the 60s and 70s, or at least we imagine that and pretend we're girl groups from the past. And I will say, you know, I think I have less touring experience than these two, but it seems like the touring musicians as well, it's more male dominated. It's harder for women who want to start a family or have kids maybe to go on the road as much. That's something that we've just been thinking about a lot. How do we all do that in our lives as well and still continue to do our music?
We're so lucky that the three of us share the same dreams. And we never start from a place of negativity. We always say, that's the goal. Let's figure out how we get there. It sounds corny, but I do think that's changed how happy I am in my life by working with people who are yes people. Not that we should say yes all the time. And I know that's a female trait we have to kind of undo in ourselves. But to each other, we're in a safe space. Let's start from a place of yes. Let's be the people that walk into a room and think, what can we bring to it? Not what can I get out of it?
Naya, do you have any thoughts about what kind of change you might like to see going forward?
I think Pia said quite a bit. I also agree that the guys that we're so lucky to be working with are extremely, extremely supportive and open and receptive. And as Pia said, like in past projects or in past situations, and it hasn't always been that way. And a lot of men come in and insert or mansplain, or they just do all kinds of things. And me going to school for music and for voice, I ran into that quite a bit, where the instrumentalists, who a lot of times were men, looked down upon the vocalists as not real musicians, and made us feel like we were less than because our instruments were in our bodies or what have you. And then being female on top of that, we weren't held at the high esteem as their instrumental counterparts. But there's none of that with the guys that we're working with now. Like, they definitely treat us as true musicians. And I actually haven't experienced it on this level ever before. So I'd love to see more of that, more of a collaboration, more of, you know, an equal playing field, more respect, because it just makes for better creativity. It makes for better songs. It makes for better connections and the ability to connect with the audience more, because it's coming from a true and pure place where all that ego and all that stuff is not getting in the way.
I actually asked them recently when I was in the back of the van, like, how do you feel about being the three women who are the leaders in charge? And not one of them flinched and said, we love it. And they said, we see you working so hard. We see you never stop. How can we not have respect for that? And we're grateful. And, you know, got me all kind of choked up, because I thought, I've actually never had people sort of so openly say things like that and be grateful for a female leadership. You know, a group of dudes who've been playing together for years, they could just have tried to take over in some way, but they're just so sweet. So just, it's nice to feel appreciated too.
Say Shishi is here with us on She Rose Radio. The debut album is called Prism. Why don't you all pick a track for us to go to here?
Actually, we're going to pick another song that's not from the album, but it's a 45 that's coming out next. And it's called Trouble. It's about a love triangle. It's about that feeling that you have when you know you're coming to the end of your relationship, but you're starting to develop feelings for someone else already, and all the guilt and the concern that comes over that.
She, our guest today on She Rose Radio. The debut is called Prism, and that's a new single called Trouble. So before we wrap up today, here's a She Rose magic wand. I'm giving you the She Rose magic wand. What would you change for women in music?
Do we each get to say?
Yeah.
I'd like better pay, because to me, that's more equality and more access for women who are extremely talented. What is going to draw them into this business? There needs to be parity.
I'm also going to piggyback on that and say, actually, women should be paid
more
because they end up being the caregivers mostly for the kids.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the main barriers, I think, to having careers going and motherhood at the same time comes down to money. If you're not Maren Morris and you can't afford to have a full-time nanny and build out your bus to have a nursery on it, then you're in the boat of having to make some hard choices or bring family out with you or not go out on the road. And touring is the main way people make money now in this business.
Absolutely. And in all sides of the industry, having daycare centers in corporate organizations.
Go ahead, Sabrina. Oh, that's a hard one. But the first thing that comes to mind is I just wish that women could support each other a little bit more. I feel like there's a lot of competition and I feel it inside. Like I feel myself judging myself or how I look or how tight this shirt is and what does it look like in a picture. You know, there's still that pressure, and that just being more supportive of each other might help that.
Yeah. And then to piggyback off of what you're saying, Sabrina, I would have it so women are not judged really by the way they're looking, but the music they're making. Yeah. Like, let's not focus on how big my boobs are, like what my butt is doing, like, or like, you know, like, I don't want that focus. I want the focus to be on the music, because to me, that is so limiting. We have so much more to say than how we're presenting physically. So I just wish that we were taken more seriously, I guess.
Yeah. And if your magic wand wish comes to fruition, I think that that also gives us longevity too, because then that kind of answers the ageism
exactly.
question as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Say Shishi, it's been so fun to have you here. I'm such a huge fan, and I'd love to invite you to pick another song to take us out with today.
I think we should pick Prism, the title track from our album. That is actually the first song we all really wrote together, the three of us. And it was a very fun writing session. We did it up at our friend's studio in Crown Heights. They call it Shag City. But we were sort of reminiscing about running through the fields in upstate New York, maybe a little psychedelia in our system. So that one was a fun one. It was a little more light and uplifting and whimsical.
Visions of you through the prism of me.
Pia, Sabrina, and Naya, say Shishi. Thanks again for being here on She Rose.
Thank you so much for having us. Honestly, Carmel, it's been amazing talking to you.
Many thanks once again to Say Shishi for being with us. Their debut, Prism, is available now on Karma Chief Records. Next, we close the hour with a guest DJ pick from our Radio Shiro of the Week, Cindy Howes of WUNC Music, when She Rose Radio continues. Can I get a three-part harmony, She Rose?
Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
She, say she, She Rose.
Oh, my God.
Let's explore the eclectic range of melodies, sounds, and influences from the Latin music scene right here on the SoCal Sound, Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. My name is Byron Gonzalez, the host of Bilingual Sounds, a nightly show where I showcase new music from up-and-coming musicians and lovable songs from established bands from all over Latin America, as well as the Latin community here in the States. Join me on Bilingual Sounds, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m.
It's She Rose Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt, celebrating the birth of Eartha Kitt, January 17th, 1927.
C'est si bon de partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits rien dis-tu, mais qui ont dix en langue, en voyant notre mine ravie. Les passants dans la rue nous envient. C'est si bon de guetter dans ses yeux une esprit merveilleux qui donnait la frisson. C'est si bon, ces petites sensations, ça vaut mieux que millions. C'est tellement, tellement bon.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
C'est bon,
c'est bon.
Voilà, c'est bon.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Les passants dans la rue.
C'est bon.
Bras dessus, bras dessus,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
En chantant des chansons,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
Quel esprit merveilleux,
c'est bon,
c'est bon.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Je cherche un millionnaire,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
Avec des
c'est bon, c'est bon.
Grand Cadillac car,
c'est bon.
Mink coats,
c'est bon. C'est bon.
Des bijoux jusqu'au cou,
c'est
tu
bon,
sais.
C'est bon,
c'est bon.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Ces petites sensations.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Peut-être c'est quelqu'un bon. Avec un petit yacht,
c'est bon,
non
c'est bon.
Oh, c'est bon.
C'est bon,
c'est bon.
C'est bon, c'est bon. C'est bon.
Vous savez bien que j'attendrai quelqu'un qui pourrait m'apporter beaucoup de loot.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Ce soir,
c'est bon.
Demain,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
La semaine prochaine,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
N'importe quand,
c'est bon, c'est bon.
C'est bon,
c'est bon.
Si bon,
c'est bon.
Il sera très
c'est bon, c'est bon.
Crazy, non?
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Voilà, c'était.
Oh, so many Shiro birthdays this week. Eartha Kitt, born January 17th, 1927. C'est si bon on Shiro's Radio. It's Carmel Holt, and each week I love to close the hour by turning the mic and the music over to a fellow Radio Shiro from one of our affiliates. And this week, it's Cindy Howes of WUNC Music in the Triangle, North Carolina.
Thanks, Carmel, for having me. Okay, 2022 wrapped up. Newsflash. I am not a cool person, but I checked out cool people websites and found Naima Bach on Brooklyn Vegan as one of the best roots albums released in 2022. She is formerly of the post-punk shoegazy experimental Goat Girl. Her debut album, Giant Palm, was released in July, and it gives me McGarrigle Sisters vibes, The Roaches, Fairport Convention, Pentangle. Let's check her out. Naima Bach, the title track, Giant Palm.
And then the world crumbles at my feet. I'll pick it up and pull it tight against my cheek until the wind blows it all.
Giant palm lifts me to
point in denying that minds will block the light that shines through leaves into our eyes. Sun will float high, high above it all. And I'll float high, high.